Hey crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
Recording this at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday, November 20th. You're pushing for the playoffs. You're pushing for the top seed. You're pushing for a first round bye, or you're pushing to avoid last place and whatever penalty comes with it. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters, specific to originalhooters.com, covering all the locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, for their continued presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My thanks also to Brandon Legal Group, covering the entire Tampa Bay area, as your full-service law firm. For a free consult, call 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. And for holiday gift ideas, if you are buying for a fan of one of these six teams, Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Gators, Noles, USF Bulls, Heads and Tails, Boutique Sports Apparel and Gift Shop on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. Their online site, easy to navigate, same inventory that you have in the store, theheadsandtails.com. You need a unique gift idea that you need to see, to register. That's it for someone who is a fan of one of those six teams. Your destination to get that item is theheadsandtails.com or Heads and Tails Boutique Sports Apparel and Gift Shop on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. I will be there at one of their big holiday fundraising events later tonight before watching Sunday Night Football between Bills and Texans. Really, Keon Coleman, that bad? Two Cowboy wide receivers sat out the first three and out. Keon Coleman is going to miss two games. We don't know if it's going to be more. I approved when the Bills traded out of their draft spot so the Chiefs could get Xavier Worthy. And granted, Xavier has been disappointing this year and hasn't been doing much recently with the return of Rashee Rice, even less than what Kelce is doing. But Worthy did more rookie year. We heard all these good things about Keon Coleman being the number one target, trusted target for Josh Allen in 2025. Nope. And if you're looking at reasons why the Bills aren't better than they are, he's one of them. He's not the only one. He's one of them. And right now, that is a failed trade and draft pick for the Bills trading out of the spot where the Chiefs got Worthy, helped them get to last year's Super Bowl. And the Bills get Coleman with a pick they got in that trade. I won't use Bills Texans in this podcast because I doubt it will post prior to the Thursday game. What I'm going to do is take some of the research that I used for the previous podcast, the exploitable defensive matchups for 1/4 of the NFL. Dallas, Cincy, the Giants, Washington, Las Vegas, Chicago, Tennessee, Atlanta. And we ran through the opponents who appear on those eight schedules the most in the previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. What we do today, looking ahead to this weekend, there are four more byes, and Washington is one of them. So you don't have a matchup against Washington to exploit. But you also don't worry about going up against the Denver defense this week with any of your players. The Broncos have the week off. So, who's playing? Let's find the seven bad defenses and talk about what's exploitable against them. Seahawks, Titans. Seahawks coming off a bad game where despite four interceptions by Sam Darnold, the Seahawks were still in it to the end. I think that says a lot. It might also say something about the Rams and their killer instinct, a lack of killer instinct. Maybe why, head-to-head, they haven't been beating the Lions and the Eagles in recent years. That game should not have come down to the final minutes. Rams won it. Yeah, Rams are a Super Bowl contender, but that's a flaw when you force four picks. So Seahawks at Titans, angry team, back on the road, lengthy trip against a Tennessee team that for all rights should be winless this year. Should be winless. Have fired their coach, have a franchise quarterback with very little to work with, who's working his ass off. You just hope he isn't beaten down by this. So Jackson Smith in Jigba is a, you can hope for a high ceiling from Njigba in this game. You can also be hopeful Ken Walker can deliver more of what he just did, maybe get some Charbonnet in there. And if you have been playing Darnold for whatever reason, or you need to plug and play Darnold because one of your quarterback is off this week, it's a good spot for Darnold. Beyond that, I mean, Myers is one of the better kickers in the NFL. So you may get, if Seattle is up a lot, Seattle just maintains possession, doesn't go all out to score touchdowns if they're up four scores. And it's like, let's just run the clock as much as we can, keep everybody healthy. Myers, go out there and practice your field goals. The next game that pops up against one of those eight defenses we spotlighted this week is Lions at home against Giants. Lions are coming off the 0-for-5 on fourth down. Dan Campbell, we may lose, but my dick is bigger than yours. Game to the Philadelphia Eagles. But yeah, if you have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, if you are, for whatever reason, using Jared Goff, or you need to plug and play Jared Goff this week because your quarterback is off, they are in play probably more than anyone else. I would keep the pedal down on Jameson Williams right now. That seems as much of an initiative of Dan Campbell calling offensive plays as giving the punter the rest of the season off. Those would be the Lions plays. At this point, I don't know if you can play Montgomery. I guess you can, but do you have better options than David Montgomery? Steelers-Bears, two bad defenses here. The Steelers just didn't make my cut because they've been better recently. But yeah, you could potentially pick up Gainwell this week and play him against the Bears. That's a thought after what happened last week with Gainwell in relief of Jaylen Warren. I'd dig a little deeper. It's too early in the week for me to know how that's going to go. But one or both running backs could put up numbers in this game for Pittsburgh. From Chicago's standpoint, it would help if they got Adunze going again. both running backs may be playable for the Bears here, both Swift and Menangai. Caleb Williams, sort of a sneaky low-level QB1 this year. Both kickers. I mean, these are kickers who succeed on two of the worst home fields to kick on, and now they're on one of them together in Boswell and Santos. Tight end-wise, Loveland has been coming on. What? Can I ask this? Why did the Steelers trade for Jonnu Smith if they weren't going to throw to him? He finished last year as maybe the best tight end in the NFL and then told the Dolphins, you better pay me or trade me. They traded him. Why isn't Pittsburgh using him? And we know it's, I mean, is it a personal issue with Aaron Rodgers? Where are the numbers for Smith after what he did at the end of last year? Maybe Luther Burden. I may have no choice but to use Luther Burden this week because I went ahead and cut DJ Moore, who I drafted to be my wide receiver two all year. I've given up. He's had one really good game and a bunch of bad games this year. Patriots Bengals. Keep the hammer down on Travion Henderson and do it for one more week because New England has the Giants next week. Drake May in play here. And pick your favorite pass catcher for the Pats. Browns Raiders. Well, that's Judkins. We have Shador's first start. That's a bold move. Plugging and playing Shador Sanders this week. You know what's more realistic? Maybe playing Jerry Jeudy this week. Yeah. We know it's there. We saw it with Jameis last year. We haven't seen it this year. I think we saw it in one Dylan Gabriel game. So maybe. Eagles, Cowboys. Eagles, as we talked about in the previous podcast, in the remaining six games, they get four smashable defenses for fantasy matchups. So whether, as Mike Florio talked about on PFT Live, how there's a report out of Philadelphia from a respected source that covers the Eagles that basically says, don't rip the coaches if you don't like the offense because they have different game plans every week. But once the game starts, Jalen Hurts does what he wants. Take it for what it's worth. But all of your obvious Eagles are in play against the Cowboys. Saints Falcons. Oh, God. A loss here could confirm Raheem's gone. You already know it's a Cousins game. Penix is done for the year. Drake London is doubtful. You play Bijan Robinson, and then you just hope inside the 20, he actually gets the ball and not Algier. Both, I have Algier as a backup in one of my leagues, and I mean, he's a perfect backup. It's like, well, there's nobody else. I'm going to put him in. He might get a touchdown, or they might just inexplicably give him 12 carries. I don't watch the Falcons enough because watching Falcons football to me would be like attending a Coldplay concert. After a while, it's just like, why am I punishing myself? Yeah, I went there. So I don't know. Do the Falcons use Bijan Robinson the way the Dolphins use Achan? I know they both catch a lot of balls, but is Robinson still on the field but split out when they put Algier in the backfield and hand him the ball? But yeah, Robinson and Algier are good plays. Granted, the bad defense we spotlighted here was New Orleans, and I mean, what are you really going to do here? It is Tyler Shuck against a bad defense on a sinking team. You don't plug and play Tyler Shuck. I don't think you even plug and play Jawan Johnson here. So it's really, there's not much there to exploit the Falcons defense, but watch, the Saints will win the game. And that does it for smashable defenses. Yeah, that does. It doesn't mean other guys aren't going to put up big numbers, but based on the eight we identified on the podcast earlier this week, we've talked about all their matchups. And remember, Washington is on bye. Do you have any questions? Have you thrown in the towel on this season? Are you the best team in your league? And now you're just like, what can I do to set myself up to win the championship? Can I look ahead? How do I set up my roster? How do I make sure I can win 2-3 playoff games? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Send me emails. It's about time for another one from Vladimir in Bulgaria to let us know how things are going in the League of Bulgarians. The Todd Reich Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters.